app.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The United States has Israel's back.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled to Tel Aviv today to meet with Israel's prime minister and pledge unwavering U.S. support. Benjamin Netanyahu is promising to destroy Hamas. An Israeli ground invasion of the Gaza Strip is expected in the days ahead. Of correspondent Holly Williams is nearby.
In areas close to the Gaza Strip, where Hamas militants have their base, rockets take just seconds to hit. Jacob Landau is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen who's come here from Brooklyn, New York, to help recover bodies from the communities where Hamas gunmen went on a killing spree.
I can see how painful this is for you.
It's not me. It's painful for our country, for our people.
The pain runs deep in Gaza, where Palestinians are sleeping in unlit streets and lining up outside bakeries and grocery stores for what little food is left.
They're wiping us out. This is genocide. It's not even an attack anymore.
Egypt is in talks with Israel and the U.S. to allow deliveries of aid and fuel through its Rafah crossing, which is currently closed on both sides. The overall death toll in the war climbed to 2,600 today. If you get a monthly Social Security check, the government's announced the increase for next year. Bank rates, Mark Hamrick.
But 3.2% is closer to historical norms as inflation has come down from its peak.
This year, it was 8.7%. The United Auto Workers' nearly one-month-old strike just got bigger. 8,700 members have walked off their jobs at Ford's pickup truck plant in Louisville, Kentucky. Union President Sean Fain.
Unfortunate that the company's put us in this position, but they made it happen. This is all on them. They have to own it.
A black high school student in Texas suspended over his hairstyle will be transferred to a disciplinary alternative education program today. Reporter Chris Fox from Austin.
17-year-old Daryl Georgia Jr. at Barbers High School in Mount Bellevue, just east of Houston, has been serving an in-school suspension since August 31st because of his dreadlocks. His mother, Teresa George.
They said that when let down, his hair is below his eyebrows. His hair is always up. They just basically picking with my child.
The families filed a federal civil rights lawsuit. They can't tell their mates they're too tired for hanky-panky. Instead, researchers say female frogs play dead to dodge unwanted attention from male suitors. It was previously believed they couldn't do much about it. The study is in the journal Royal Society Open Science. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Bring smiles to all.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A man who led area police on three high-speed chases over the last 5 years has been sentenced. Eric Paquette was arrested in December of last year after a chase across Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Dunn counties. In 2018, Paquette was arrested after leading police on two high-speed chases within 1 month. He was sentenced to 2 years of probation and ordered to maintain absolute sobriety. He also has to pay $518 in court costs. The body of the boater reported missing on Cedar Lake earlier this week has been found. According to Polk County officials, search teams recovered the body of 23-year-old Andrew Scar of River Falls yesterday afternoon. Authorities were first alerted to the missing boater when they received a call of a boat going in circles and a woman yelling for help. Authorities were able to rescue the woman and their dog. The incident is still under investigation. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day?
because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin Thursday, October 12th. Calvin is on the board this morning, and my good friend and colleague,
yes,
Kane, live in studio. So good to have you here, my friend.
Well, it was really nice of you to ask. I mean, you got a hold of me a couple days ago, and you said, hey,
what are you doing
it on Thursday? And I'm like, there's only so much Netflix I can watch. I'm completely drawn into a couple of the series, and it's like, I need to get my butt off the couch. So, yes, I'm happy to come in.
Lovely to have you here. And also, I'm pretty sure that if you had won last night's Powerball jackpot, you would probably not be here. I would likely not be here.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
$1.76 billion.
Yeah.
One winner.
One ticket. A small, unincorporated town in California. I think it's like 2,500 people or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow, huh? I got one number. I got one. And I put 20. Here's what I did. Because Quick Trip always wins. For some reason, they have the luck. So I drove to the Mequon Crypt, which is not close to my house.
Okay.
And I drove there and I laid $20 down and I got one number. You should have seen poor Lou's face this morning. He was like, we didn't even get our money back.
No.
I'm like, nope.
No.
Nope. No. And that kind of money's going to mess you up, Jane.
Absolutely.
That's going to mess with your head something fierce. I just don't know. Do you even know what the payout is completely if you take the lump sum?
I think it's like $756 million. So it's still almost $1 billion.
Yeah. It's not only going to mess you up, but that would mess my kids up too.
Well, I think when you win that much money and maybe you don't change, but I think the people around you change. And how they look at you changes.
Did I ever tell you the story of, speaking of the Powerball, remember, you know, we had the Miracle Mile and we had that young couple. It was a long time ago.
I remember that. Yep.
Right.
And they got divorced.
Yes. They got divorced and I met him and I don't know where I was when I met him. And he even said to me, because they won like $50 million.
Yeah.
It wasn't even remotely close to this.
But at the time, that was huge.
Huge money.
Yes.
And he said, if you win, he said, the only thing I can say is you, one, have to move, and two, you have to cut all kinds of ties. He goes, because people and charities, and it's not that charities don't need the money, don't
right.
get me wrong,
right.
but he said, everybody comes out of the woodwork wanting you to give them money.
Absolutely.
And I would like to think that my friends wouldn't do that, but I've seen what happens to families when there's a death in the family and you're arguing over money. So who's to say that, you know, what's his name's not going to turn on me?
Well, and again, I think it not only changes you, it changes the people around you.
Right.
And how they view you.
Right.
And
you know what? Here's what's, and this is the honest to God's truth. I'm going to win that money, and the next day, I'm going to get hit by a bus. So I don't get to enjoy it at
See,
all.
You were never meant to have that much money. It was never meant to be.
Right, exactly. So, well, congratulations to whoever it is, but good luck.
And good luck, exactly. Call a lawyer. That would be my first move, a lawyer and find an accountant that you trust.
Right.
And maybe not your cousin, Ralphie, you've always liked, but you know.
Right. Yeah. I think, don't you have like a year to come forward?
I believe so.
That's what I would do.
So you can get some of that stuff lined up.
I'm getting some of it lined up, but I'm going to sit on that money for a year because people, you know, memories are short. And all of a sudden they just, you know, I forgot. Yeah.
Right. So, but in a small town like that, 2,500 people.
You know what I'm hoping it is? I really am hoping that the entire little unincorporated community all pooled their money and they all won something.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait and see because we don't have those details yet. We just know that there was only one winning ticket last night for Powerball.
Just, you know, if I could even make my $20 back.
We've been married for 12 and I've been married for 21 years.
Yeah.
He buys 2 lottery tickets a week. In those 21 years, because I check a lot of the tickets, I think he's won $7.
Lou and I won $100 once.
That's not bad.
I was feeling pretty proud of myself.
Absolutely.
But that's been
that's it.
Yeah. That's it.
All right. Well, again, good luck.
Yep.
May the Powerball numbers be with you.
Yep.
We're going to move on a little bit talking about what makes a manly man. What makes
a
manly man?
Okay, I'll be interested in where you're going with this.
What are we talking?
This is tied to Wisconsin Republican Representative from the 3rd District, Derek Van Orden.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Okay.
Who has been in the news before. Famously, he confronted a teenage librarian over a display of LGBTQ books, yelled at her, intimidated her to try and get her to take down this display. He also famously just...
He does live in this century, right?
I believe,
Okay.
We think. Just a few months ago, he was famously, and this is corroborated, walked into the Senate where the Senate pages, who are high school kids or early college kids.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
At the end of their run, it's tradition apparently to take pictures of the ceiling in the House from the floor. But after he had spent some time with some constituents drinking in his office. Mm. They went in and found these pages on the floor taking pictures. He began cursing at them, yelling at them, get up, you lazy messes.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and all of that. And then yesterday.
I know.
Multiple attendees described Derek Van Orden during a White House briefing on the terrorist attack against Israel. Multiple people say Van Orden was acting belligerent towards the Biden administration briefers when he asked questions. Several people said Van Orden cursed directly at the briefers, prompting loud boos in the room. One person said Van Orden shouted that the briefers' presentation was pathetic. Another attendee described him as offensive and inappropriate. Representative Dean Phillips, a Democrat from Minnesota, shouted shame on you to Van Orden's verbal assault, prompting him to drop an F-bomb at this representative who just happens to be Jewish.
Okay.
I can only think, because again, this kind of behavior of his, Derek Van Orden, these angry, profanity-laced outbursts, I have to believe some people think that this is how a manly man acts.
Oh, I don't know. I don't understand how you've been elected to this position. One, how you don't listen to yourself. You know, you can't self-edit. But whatever happened to class? This is, you are representing a portion of our state. Do it with class and sophistication. This is not class and sophistication. And then today, something else happened. And I think he had a good come to Jesus meeting with somebody, because now he's kind of retracting what he had said and what he was going on and about. And it's just like, come on. Come on. I mean, I didn't, you're not two. You're not having a two-year-old, it's terrible to tantrum. This but is ridiculous.
I would agree with you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is this how a manly man behaves, especially in an elected office? And does this make,
but you know,
does this make us proud as Wisconsinites that this is one of our representatives in Washington?
No.
Calvin, do we have that clip? Let's take a listen. This is Derek Van Orden, I believe, from Fox News this morning.
Oh.
But I want to speak to my Republican and Democrat colleagues here in Washington, D.C. This is not a time to attack the Biden administration.
What?
You know how adamantly I disagree with what they're doing. But as Republicans and Democrats, as legislators here in the United States of America, now is not the time to attack the Biden administration. Now is the time to stand with the United States of America. That means the executive branch and the military, to make sure that Israel understands that they have our unwavering support. So I'm calling on my Republican colleagues, our Democrat colleagues, let's get together, let's get the speakership done so that we can actually support Israel as they deserve it.
Well, I think that's a very important message, and I think that he's right. I also think, number one, Mr. Van Orden, it's called my fellow Democratic members of the Democratic Party. It's not the Democrat Party. It's the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And again, I think this is an amazing 180 from your behavior that was reported yesterday. Representative Judy Chu from California says he was rude, attacked the presenters. I thought they had very substantive things to say, but he just had this blanket attack saying this is the worst information I've ever had. Another representative, Jason Crow from Colorado, who's a Democrat, actually apologized for his behavior.
Oh, boy. You know, that's a cluster right there. Is he on some kind of, just for the benefit of the doubt, because I don't know. Is he on some kind of medication that he missed? You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, what would create that in your head that this is acceptable behavior?
Because he's always gotten away with it up to this point.
Well, this is trickling down from the top, I think. I think that some of these legislators think that since Trump can get away with it, that they can get away with it.
Absolutely.
And I'm all for giving both sides bad behavior. I know it happens. I know it happens. But you just look like an idiot. And I'm ashamed of you.
But there have to be people who admire this. And believe that this is the way that you get things done. This is the way to approach things, to show you're tough and you're not woke and you're not a latte drinking squish.
Okay, you can show you're not woke. Okay, I'll give you that. You can show you're not woke. But this situation is critical right now.
Yes.
This is a very critical situation that we are dealing with. And he didn't give it the dignity it deserves.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is this how a manly man behaves? We will take your calls, take your texts on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 55 for a high. The wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, windy with rain likely, 45 tomorrow. Windy with more rain and a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. We're talking gusts of 40 plus miles per hour with 1 to 2 inches or more of rain possible through Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 55, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees. Tomorrow, daytime highs.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin is on the board. And Carol Kane is in the studio live with me today, Thursdays and Fridays.
Yes.
For the next couple of months while Kristen is off on maternity leave. We are taking your calls and your texts right now at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. On what makes a manly man? Republican Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin. Yesterday, getting a briefing from the White House administration on the situation in Israel and apparently going off on the presenters and cursing at them and swearing at them. And this is behavior that he has engaged in before.
Right.
And so I'm just, somebody must think this is good because he got elected.
Well, he got elected.
He got elected.
But I really, seriously, I question mental health with stuff like this. It's like, I don't understand why you feel, listen, I've been through an awful lot in the past few days where people have lost their filter and they don't care. And I just have never lost my filter. Well, here I'm going on and on, but
that's pretty funny coming from
you. I know, right? But I don't do it in a mean way. This was with malice and forethought, and he just exploited. Anyhow.
844-967-2789. Jason from Fond du Lac is on the phone right now. Hey, Jace. Good morning, Jason. Good what morning. Do you want to say?
Good morning, everybody. I was reading in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning. Tammy Baldwin joins calls for Biden to freeze his $6 billion in Iranian assets following Hamas attack in Israel. Why do you suspect she wants to do that? You spoke yesterday, the $6 million had nothing to do with the attack in Israel.
Thank you, Jason, for calling. We were actually going to address that with Tammy Baldwin now calling for this freeze.
Right.
And I think that's fine. I think that's good. My whole point yesterday was that this was not American taxpayer dollars that was given to Iran. That's not the case. Now, if they want to look at this $6 billion, from what I understand, that money was money that the South Koreans paid for oil.
Okay.
If we want to keep a closer look on what's happening with that money, that's great.
Right.
But this contention that President Biden released $6 billion in U.S. taxpayer money to Iran is not accurate. Well, anyway, we're not talking about that right
now.
Not
yet.
We are talking about Derek Van Orden and Derek Van Orden's behavior. 844-967-2789 from the 262. Weak people think that Van Orden's behavior is appropriate and should be celebrated. No doubt Trump loved it.
Oh, no, I don't have any doubt at all.
And as you said, it comes from the top.
But I think it does come from the top. And I do think that there are people that are following his push, if you will, and trying it out for size. And I just don't think that it's complete. We don't need all of this.
No.
We don't need. We have one guy that's pretty radical and he's filled. And sometimes I think you can agree or disagree. Sometimes I think it's just their way of trying to get in the headlines.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I just think that they think this is the way that I'm going to, hey, look over here.
Yep.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Yep.
And it's just like, no, I don't want to look at you. I want you to get in your office and do what you said you were going to do and listen respectfully and find out what's happening overseas and keep your mouth shut.
But again, this must work for some of them or they wouldn't continue to do it. They must get some kind of positive feedback from their constituents. You go get them. You're a truth teller. You know, tell it like it is.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Get up in their face.
I'm sure they do.
And so they are getting some kind of encouragement.
But somebody pulled him aside and made him change his tune.
As of this morning.
Right.
Yes. Bill is on the line from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining the show. What do you think?
As far as Van Orden, he is just one of a list of criminals that, or how should I say, ne'er-do-wells that don't belong in politics. And here's why. He has no accountability. He has no honesty. He has no diplomacy. And his legacy is not one of valor. It's something that you wouldn't let people in certain educational systems with something like that. Unfortunately, our country puts up with all these guys, including Jordan and the rest. And that guy was talking about the 6 million of Iran and this and that. If you recall, we had a working thing with Iran on nuclear weapons and all that. Trump trashed it. We had a way to put a foot on their neck. Trump lost that. And then they want to blame Biden. You know, if you read, do a lot of reading, do a lot of research, that Fox-type propaganda just does nothing but divide our country. And if our country ever needs to be united, it's right now. Thanks for giving me the airtime. I appreciate what you guys do.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot, Bill. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in, one real quick text here. A man respects his fellow humans and treats others as he would expect to be treated.
Well, that's the golden rule, isn't it?
It used to be. We're right up against the break. So if you want to call, if you want to text, I see you guys on the line. Don't hang up if you can sit with us just for a couple of minutes. We have the bottom of the hour news is coming up next. So stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. The combined death toll is up to 2,600 in the Israel-Hamas war. Secretary of State Blinken.
The number of innocent lives claimed by Hamas's heinous attacks continues to rise. Among those, we now know that at least 25 American citizens were killed.
Blinken met with Prime Minister Netanyahu in Tel Aviv today and pledged unwavering U.S. support for Israel, which says it's identified 97 people taken hostage into Gaza Saturday. The International Red Cross says it's working to free the survivors. Israel continues to pound Gaza with missile strikes, where there is no electricity and little food or water, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Crucial life-saving supplies, including fuel, food and water, must be allowed into Gaza.
Get a Social Security check every month. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The adjustment for next year will be 3.2%, or about $50 per month for those who receive Social Security benefits.
CBS News Brief, Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden is drawing attention again for another profanity-laced outburst. Politico reports the 3rd District Republican interrupted a White House briefing on the terrorist attack in Israel. One person who was there says Van Orden shouted and swore at the briefers. Another person there says Van Orden's display was, quote, offensive and inappropriate. Van Orden's office did not respond right away for a comment. Van Orden recently made the news for losing his temper at a group of teenage Senate pages in Washington last summer. Wisconsin Republicans on the state Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Energy have voted to advance a new version of a bill to address PFAS contamination across the state. The bill would create grant programs aimed at assisting municipal treatment systems, private well owners, and landowners address pollution. Those arguing against the bill say it limits the authority of the Department of Natural Resources. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Tap.
Shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matt-Mayer in for Kristen Bry. Calvin is on the board. And Carol Kane across from me here in the studio in downtown Waukesha. Want to remind you, coming up at 11:06, our weekly segment with Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Okay.
A public service announcement coming your way. If you have questions, you can always text them at 844-967-2789. Or you can email questions as well at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us.
Very excited about this segment.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It really is. It's going to be a lot of fun. So stick around for that. Right now, though, we are talking about one of Wisconsin's, I don't know, favorite bad boys. Representative Derek Van Orden, Republican from the 3rd Congressional District.
You know,
he's kind of a temper problem.
Well, without a doubt. And I will be perfectly honest with you. I was unfamiliar, really, with a lot of his stuff, to tell you the truth. he wasn't even on my radar. And maybe because some of the stuff that he does is so ridiculous that I just like pushed him to the back of
sure,
my head.
Sure.
But this is inexcusable behavior, period. And I don't, is he married?
He's married. And unfortunately, they did have a tragedy in their family. They lost one of their daughters to cancer within the last couple of months.
Well, that's
which
okay.
is horrible. Yeah. And that's horrible. And we wish him all condolences for that. But I don't think that that excuses this kind of behavior. We're talking specifically about yesterday mm-hmm. when Van Orden and other lawmakers were being briefed by the Biden administration on the situation in Israel after the attack from Hamas. And he was swearing at the presenters and insulting them. And he has done this before. Okay, we have reported instances of him doing this before. We're going to take a call quick
okay.
because Roger's been waiting for quite a while.
Okay.
Roger from Stevens Point, thank you for waiting. What is it that you want to, what do you want to say?
It's a little tongue-tied this morning.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I echo Bill's sentiments, about what Bill had said. But, the big difference is I'm in the 3rd District, and I'm embarrassed by his conduct.
It's
really sad that a lot of people don't realize that these Congress people are getting paid $174,000 a year for what?
Okay. So you have issues with his performance overall, right?
Yes. Yes. He's okay. not worth $174,000. Neither is Boebert or Green or anybody else. They're just in it for the attention and that free money. I call it free money because they don't do a whole lot.
Roger, I'm curious, when you talk to other people around where you live who are in the 3rd District, is he widely, loved there, or are a lot of people getting to the point where this is just, he's behaving like a 5-year-old?
No, he's acting like a petulant child, just like the man above him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I said,
Thanks, Roger. Really appreciate the call.
But, here's the thing, is I'm so curious as to what was the trigger? What happened that you flipped that switch and you became this angry man? Who else are we going to hear about this situation from other than the Biden administration? They're the ones that are dealing with this. We've got our Secretary of State over there right now. At Tel Aviv, they did a big press conference today.
Yep.
Who are we going to hear what's actually happening and what we're doing except for the current administration?
But he wasn't liking the answers that he was getting.
Well, so what? I don't like half the answers I get from my husband, but I'm not killing him.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to check in. Text from the 262. This guy went to the insurrection on January 6th. Because he believed and still believes the election was rigged. He does not live in the real world with the majority of us. And Karina from Milwaukee texting in, I think he's an alcoholic due to his previous outbursts, loss of his temper, and radical, downright inadequate behavior.
See, I almost brought that up, but I didn't want to start any rumors. Because I don't know.
Right.
This is behavior. This is like bar behavior. And I was a bartender for a long time, and the woman wanted a female bartender because of the fact that when the guys started getting a little braggadocio and having a little too much to drink and started going at it, the woman could step in and go, guys, stop, please. I have to clean this up. So I think there might be something to that because you have erratic behavior when you have somebody who's maybe imbibed a little bit too much.
Right.
But I don't know. Please don't quote me as a rumor because I don't know. But
I also want to say, I don't think that works in bars anymore, that we can count on a woman stepping in and saying, guys, you got to break this up. I got to clean things up. Unfortunately, I think she'd get punched now.
Well,
I do.
But I just think that this is, you know how guys can get. It's like they just start, they're beating their chests and they're just going to go at it. And it's just like, calm down.
But
that's bar behavior.
Well, yes. But again, I don't think today's manly men You're not going to let a little woman break up my bragging. Who are you to step into my bragging space?
Well,
I think it would be treated much differently.
I don't know. That was a long, long time ago, but I just, I would be so, I'm so supremely interested as to who reined him in.
Yeah, who scolded him?
Yeah.
Who scolded
him? Who reined him in? That's my big question.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rob from Wisconsin Rapids. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for joining the show.
Good morning. Thank you, ladies, for taking my call. Great show.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I have Mr. Van Orten as my rep. I'm in the third down here in Port Edwards, and he is an embarrassment, both to military folk as well as just a normal U.S. citizen. And he's playing to his audience, and the more braggadocio, as you say, they dig it. You know, I'm surrounded by these folks that have their black and white flags in their pickup trucks cruising around, and you know, the "Don't Tread on Me" flags and all of this gobbledygook. He's playing the fiddle for that audience, and it's unfortunate. I'm going to say something you're not going to want to hear, but by them owning the libs and this coming up on radio programs and television programs, they're digging it because they're getting, just like Trump, they're getting that audience. You know, we need to know this stuff, and we need to talk about it. But literally by me on the phone here with you ladies bringing this topic up is actually playing to their game. And it's counterintuitive, but it's the harsh reality. The only way for this guy to get straightened out, vote him out. Katrina Shamland, or somebody like that. The young lady in La Crosse, the business lady. I mean, we have excellent candidates coming up. Get out and vote, please.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Rob. And you're certainly not wrong about people who support Van Orden and this kind of behavior. They live to
right.
own the libs. Everything
right.
is about owning the libs. And, oh, the libs are melting down. And, oh, the libs are this and that. And so I understand that. But I also think, as you said, we have to know about this stuff.
Yes, we need to know about this stuff. Right.
How are voters going to make an informed choice if this kind of behavior isn't reported on?
Right. Just a personal aside, Rob, I appreciate so much that you called me a lady. That hasn't happened in a long time. But he makes, you know, he deals directly with this guy. So he knows the inner workings of this particular individual. And you're going to have the office, serve it with class and dignity. And that's not what he did.
No.
And that's what makes me crazy about some of these guys. There's no class. There's no dignity. Just do what you went to the office to do and listen to these people. They're telling you something very, very important that is happening in our world right now and has severe implications for us and our U.S. military.
And the world.
And the world.
Yes.
Right. So shut up and listen to me. Shut up and listen to these people. They know what's happening. You do not. You look like a joker.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rob, thank you so much for your call. Texter from the 608 West from Middleton. I think it's how Van Orden thinks a manly man acts. He needs to stop hitting the sauce before attending congressional meetings. And again, that's speculative. We don't know that.
Right. No, we have no idea what the inner workings of his mind. And in fact, you know what? I'm glad I don't understand the inner workings of his mind, because that means that I understand that mindset, and I don't want that. I can do crazy all by myself.
Well, right?
Yeah.
Neither of us need a lot of help in that area. All right, we're going to move on because as a caller earlier brought up the $6 billion in Iranian assets, Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin, now joining calls for the Biden administration to refreeze that money after the horrific Hamas attack on Israel over last weekend. The president did unfreeze the billions in Iranian oil reserves last month.
Right.
It was part of the deal to release five American prisoners. But now that deal facing bipartisan scrutiny after this attack. And I think that's fine.
Right. I don't have a problem with that.
Let's take another look at this and decide, you know, we want to make sure that this money is only being used for humanitarian aid. That's my understanding. And it was going to be very closely monitored so that they couldn't just pull money out and give it to terrorist groups like Hamas.
Right. And this particular subject is getting love from both sides of the fence, which is kind of like...
What?
A former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, is calling to refreeze the money. So you've got Republicans and Democrats that are, wow, working together, agreeing on something.
Oh, stop it.
Sit down, Jane.
That never happens anymore.
But I just think that that is good. That's great. Then we're kind of like on the same page. That's what we need to be, especially with this particular situation.
Without a doubt. Yes, without a doubt. Because again, this is going to have global implications.
Yes.
It is. And it needs to be dealt with the utmost.
I've got goosebumps just thinking about it because it makes me so sad. And I watch those. And there are videos out there of some of the horrific things that have been happening over there.
Yep.
And I watched last night as this car was pulling up to this gate and these two guys from the Hamas just went up and point blank just killed both people in the car.
Yeah.
And I was just like, they're sitting ducks. They're sitting ducks. So I have no problem with refreezing that money and figure out exactly what it's being used for.
I agree with you. And one real briefly, because we're coming up against the break. George Santos, we were talking about good old George yesterday, Republican from New York, who essentially has lied about everything in his life.
Yeah, he's got some more problems.
And yet remains in Congress.
He keeps swinging at it, doesn't he?
He does. And it actually looked briefly yesterday afternoon, it looked like there was going to be a group of Republicans who were going to band together to try and expel him because he just got charged with more indictments. They've backed off. And here is what George Santos said when he heard they were considering expelling him.
Okay.
I want to remind my dear colleagues who all but one have deep, long, troubling careers in politics that I'll have a lot of time on my hands to return the favor in the most expedient fashion mankind has ever seen. So he's basically threatening to work against fellow Republicans if they don't back off on this. This is how things work in Washington.
Okay, I'm going to say something that's probably not going to be very popular, but I'm going to say it anyhow.
Okay.
I think this happens a lot, but it happens behind closed doors. So I kind of give him credit for the cojones to come out and say it in public.
I don't know if it's bravery as much as it is stupidity.
It is stupid. But the thing is that, you know, he said it right out loud.
Yes, he did.
Instead of going into a back room and calling up his cohorts and going, I got a lot of dirt on you.
Yeah, if you do this, I'm coming for you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We got to go. We're coming up against the break. If you ever want to call and or text, reach out at 844-967-2789. You can also leave comments on the live streams. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the 93.5 The Tap.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 55 for a high. The wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, windy with rain likely, 45 tomorrow. Windy with more rain and a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. We're talking gusts of 40 plus miles per hour with 1 to 2 inches or more of rain possible through Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees. Scattered.
Welcome back to Asco's Wisconsin. Jane Matmayer in for Kristen Bry. We got Calvin on the board. And Carol Kane across from me live in the studio. That last segment, we were covering a couple of different things, including talking about Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District and his bad behavior swearing at and cursing at Biden administration officials who were giving him a briefing yesterday.
It was childish.
Yes, it's just embarrassing. We also talked about George Santos, the embattled Republican from New York, and his basically threatening his fellow Republicans that if they tried to oust him for what appeared to be a long list of crimes, he's got enough dirt on them to do the same thing to them. And the other thing we talk about is this the potential freeze of this $6 billion in Iranian assets after the terrible Hamas attack in Israel. So we are taking your comments and your calls at 844-967-2789. Redirect the $6 billion to medical supplies for Israel and Ukraine and Palestine.
The Ukraine is the one that really should be worried. You know, the president of the Ukraine is the one that really should be wringing his hands because they can't defend themselves at all. And so they need help. And if this thing gets completely out of hand, I don't know what's going to happen to him. I think he's done a really good job in pushing back against Putin.
Absolutely.
But this whole thing could collapse badly.
Yes. And therefore, you have to wonder about Putin's involvement in this attack on Israel in order to...
Oh, he's crazy.
Well, and but to divert aid, to divert focus from what's going on in Ukraine and pull American support from Ukraine. So, yes, that's an ongoing mess as well. Another text from the 541 about George Santos. I encourage Santos to spill the dirt publicly. Maybe we can get rid of some of the dirtier players in Washington and give those who are actually interested in working for the citizens a chance over those who are only interested in themselves. Looking at you, Kevin McCarthy.
Well, I mean, that's what I just said. You know, come out and say it publicly.
He said it out loud.
Yeah.
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 844-967-2789. Lee from Yuba is on the line. Good morning, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Good morning, you beautiful young lady.
You're obviously not watching the stream, Lee, but thank you. Go ahead.
I thought I'd capitalize on the former comment.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, I want to tell you I really appreciate all of your banter. And from Van Orden, who should not be in Congress, to that New York clown that takes after Trump that can't tell the truth to save his life. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. And to be a Christian these days, to support liars and, you know, it just, it's terrible, terrible, terrible. So anyways, I appreciate all that you're doing. And we need to really straighten this thing out.
Lee, I don't want you to, don't hang up for just 1 second, because Carol and I were talking to this about off the air. It's got to be extraordinarily difficult for you as a person of faith to see what the Republican Party is embracing.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, and they're supported by Christians. I thought, how can you support, how can Christians claim to be Christian when they're not doing anything when you know, the Ten Commandments? I mean, Trump has broken every one of them. And the same with these other people. They couldn't tell the truth to save themselves, and they won't do anything to aid people. And Trump has already said he wants to be the dictator.
You know, I think,
and
they stand... Go ahead.
People that are goofy enough to follow that, I mean, he's already told us what he wants to do. I was 4 years in the military, and I didn't spend 4 years of my life supporting the Constitution for people to just yank it out from under us. I mean, it's just... bad.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call, Lee. Really appreciate it.
I think that a lot of these, you know, you stand behind the word Christian, but a Christian is somebody that doesn't just go to church on Sundays. You know, a Christian is somebody who walks the walk and talks the talk.
You live it.
Right.
Yes, you live it.
Right.
And I have a big problem with people who, I was raised Catholic, I haven't been religiously affiliated for a very, very long period of time, but I've read the Bible, I've read the New Testament, and the cherry picking that goes on with what is a sin and what is not. Everybody, not everybody, but there are Christians who will point to Leviticus, and a man shall not lie with a man, and that's an abomination and all that. It also says in Leviticus that women can't cut their hair, mm-hmm. that you can't get tattoos. And the whole thing about touching pigskin, no.
Okay. You know way more about the Bible than I do.
But again, I think some of these ostensible Christians who support Donald Trump and other politicians of that ilk, they're big fans of the Old Testament.
Okay.
With the smiting.
Okay. All right.
Not so much with the New Testament, which is more about turn the other cheek.
Right.
And help the stranger. And... you know, the least of us and all those things. But it's...
See, I wasn't raised Catholic, so I don't go that deep.
What were you raised?
Lutheran. So I'm a kind of... we called it Catholic light. And seriously, that's what we called it when we went to church. We're going, okay, it's Catholic light. Yeah. But, I mean, we just didn't go that deep into the Bible. I can tell you I've never read the Bible from beginning to end. Never. So...
it's a big book.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Just a couple of minutes left. Dave from Waukesha.
Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, ladies. I just wanted to chime in on the whole idea of what it means to be a Christian. And, you know, especially in the political realm, as a person who's tried to be a Christian their entire life, raised that way, I think the difference I see in particularly politicians, but also in what I see in quote unquote fake Christians, is their inability to admit that they're wrong or that they're hypocrites. Because I think a real Christian considers himself hypocritical, because as much as I want to be living by my faith and what I believe, I often fail. And I often look at Donald Trump as like the opposite of, he could never admit that he was ever wrong
about anything.
Yeah. And even like, I keep going back to when he held the Bible upside down in front of that church in DC. And then that was just like a perfect summation. But I think so many people try to be Christian and we fail, and that's okay. Because everyone fails in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Thank you so much,
Thanks,
Dave.
Thanks, buddy.
Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We have the top of the hour news coming up. When we come back, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here for our weekly public cervix announcement. Stick around for that. J.R. Radcliffe is going to be here at 11:30 to talk about sports.
Oh, good.
And then
fun.
We have cows in the backyard. That we're going to say for the end of the
That's
show.
My it's a favorite it's a, story
it's a
of
great,
the day.
Great story. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps you.
your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. Ooh.